The APEA's complaint alleges unfair labor practices, claiming that the city administration has failed to bargain in good faith. Petersburg maintenance foreman and union negotiator Joe Bertagnoli says the city's proposing $200,000 in cuts to employee wages and leave, but has not provided a projected budget or other numbers to demonstrate the need for such a cut.
They have a duty to provide pertinent financial documentation from a source that will substantiate the reasoning behind why they want to make these cuts. And we're claiming that they are not doing that. We're claiming that they are not bargaining in good faith, A, by not providing that information, and B, by not working the proposal-counter-proposal scenario that bargaining at a table is supposed to encompass.
According to Bertagnoli, the city initially proposed a 5% wage cut for the union's 70-plus employees. Eventually, according to Bertagnoli, the city offered a smaller cut of 3%, but he says the union didn't really gain anything because the smaller cut was accompanied by a larger cut to reduce paid leave time. The complaint alleges that the city engaged in surface bargaining by making very few counter-proposals and accepting few, if any, proposals from the union, even on what the complaint calls minor or non-monetary issues. Bertagnoli declined to discuss specifically what the APEA was asking for in wages and benefits, but he calls it reasonable.
We're not asking for the moon, that's all I can tell you. We're not sitting there and asking for, you know, 10% a year or anything like that. We're asking for moderate cost of living increases, status quo on our leave, status quo pretty much on insurance, which they have yet to touch on. We're not asking for anything. Basically, just a small cola, and that in our mind is reasonable and fair for what we do.
Bertagnoli and other APEA negotiators also note that the city is proposing a cut to their wages shortly after Petersburg's 10 electrical workers received a 2% basic wage increase in each year of their contract. The city council approved the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers agreement in January. APEA contract negotiations began in early February. Among the other issues that they're concerned over, the union is asking the state to require an outside mediator for the talks. Bertagnoli has negotiated 5 contracts with the city, and this is the first time the union's filed a complaint like this. Historically, he says city employees have gotten along well with the administration.
Oh, I'd have to say absolutely. I mean, you have your bumps in the road, but through my tenure here, and I've pretty much been an officer in the union for most of my 19 years here, and I say we've had an awesome relationship union city-wise with, I mean, I've seen city managers come and I've seen city managers go. I've seen councils come and go. But in the big picture, I think our relationship with the city has been exceptional. And I would like to see it continue.
A somewhat unusual element of this year's contract talks is the fact that both parties are talking to the public. Typically, city administrators and union reps agree to keep mum until they reach a contract agreement. According to Bertagnoli, the city's negotiating team chose not to have such a policy this time around. The union declared impasse on March 23rd and proposed mediation. Petersburg's city manager, Scott Hahn, disagreed they were at an impasse and declined mediation. He says the union's unfair labor practices complaint is without merit. Hahn began work in Petersburg shortly before the negotiations started. Based on discussions with local businesses, he says he has no doubts the city will see less revenue this year. Projections for a poor pink salmon return are expected to mean serious reductions in the town's major seafood processing operations. One of them, Ocean Beauty Seafoods, has announced it won't be processing any salmon this year, and others expect to hire fewer workers. Also, Hahn notes that a change in cruise ship schedules could also mean less business downtown. Hahn expects it will have an impact on city sales tax and raw fish tax.
Our foot sales tax has been flat for 5 years now, and we've not faced something like this. This certainly is going to decrease revenues to the town. There's no doubt that the fish tax is going to go down significantly with this. There's no doubt that all the sales tax dollars from the cannery workers that are normally here, the fish buyers that normally come in town, on and on, now the tourism that comes off the cruise ships, there will be a downturn.
Hahn did not have specific numbers on the potential losses to the city.
I mean, they're just projections. Obviously, you could have a cruise ship of very wealthy people turn things around for you. But if you just have to go on trends and generalizations to try to find a number to project to the future, that's all it's done in the at any budget in any level of government.
In addition to union negotiations, the city manager and department heads are in the process of developing a draft budget for next year. And Hans says the department's initial requests were about $750,000 more than the previous year's spending.
I already know, and I believe very strongly, that the revenue to cover those same level of expenditures is going to be less probably than we've had in previous years. So that means not only have we got more than my normal expenditure level, I actually probably have to go the other direction down to meet our current revenue.
The city council has not publicly given Hahn direction on the overall budget, though councilors have discussed strategy for contract negotiations in closed-door executive sessions. Hahn has until April 14th to respond to the APEA complaint, which is being investigated by the Alaska Labor Relations Agency. If the agency finds merit to the claims, it could require an outside mediator. While the contract expired March 31st, the union has signed an extension until the end of May. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.